A few weeks ago, we spoke with Deborah Seierveld about her amazing dog, Abby. Abby went missing from her Apollo, Pennsylvania home 10 years ago. A few weeks ago, she was found in an animal shelter. They checked her for a microchip, and Abby was reunited with the Seierveld family after 10 years. Deborah's daughter, Carly, had a special bond with Abby. Last Friday, she came home from college and was reunited with her long-lost black lab mix. Carly Seierveld joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi. No, thank you for having me.
Abby's back. What's that like?
Oh, it's quite a journey. It was so great seeing her again. She barked at me at first, but now she's cuddling up and kind of seeming to remember who I am a little bit.
Oh, she seems to remember who you are. What do you remember of her when you must have been just a child?
Things are a little different now. She looks a lot bigger, obviously, but she's kept a lot of the same habits, which is crazy. She's still a great listener and just altogether such a sweet, sweet dog.
How old were you when Abby went missing?
I was 12.
That must have been a heartache for you.
Yeah, I was really devastated, and I was really invested in trying to find her back. So we were putting flyers up all over the neighborhood, and we live in a rural area, so it was we tried our best to like get out and reach everyone, but it didn't end up working out immediately. But hey, 10 years is, I'll wait.
What did you think when your mother called you up and said, Abby's back?
Honestly, I was very confused for a moment.
yeah, but
it had been a while since I heard the name Abby, and she kind of chose to mess with me because she called me and said, hey, I'm visiting Abby after work.
Oh,
and there's not a distinguishable Abby in our life. So I was like, our old neighbor? And she said, no, your dog. And I was just in shock.
You must have thought your mother was, something had happened to her, right? She'd gotten bonked on the head by a can of corn or something.
I was curious. I was like, Mom, you know it's 2018, right? But then she explained the story about how they found her a couple towns over. And I was just in shock. And I really wanted to be able to get home that weekend. But with having two jobs out in Ohio and then also school, I couldn't really swing, canceling everything. But I'm happy to be home and see her now.
Do you suppose Abby, within a few minutes, knew who you were? You were the little girl she remembered?
I would like to think so. I mean, she stayed with me for basically the rest of the night. So I'm going to choose that thought. I mean, it could just be because she's one of the sweetest dogs on earth, but I like to think that she kind of knows who I am.
Do you look at Abby and kind of wish she could tell you what happened?
Oh, absolutely. 10 years of just being off and not knowing where she was is just really kind of driving me crazy. Yeah, I'm sure she would have some great stories to tell.
Carly Seierveld in Apollo, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.